Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. I hope you'll go to my website as soon as you can, if you haven't already, and noodle around there. If you're a small business owner or want to be, this is a great website. And I know that you're saying, I know that's bragging on my part, but you know what, folks? We've worked hard over the years. We continue to work hard to make sure that this is a resource for you. And you know what else? It's free. It's all available to you thanks to our outstanding corporate partners and my organization. It's all free to you. And that's our goal, is to make this, that's our business model, is to make the kind of content free to you so that you can be more successful, so that you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And that's what we want to do here. And I hope you'll go there and check it out, all the different things that we have available for you, including our free newsletter, which comes every Sunday by email. And it's designed to get you ready for the week ahead. That's one of the things. And I didn't come up with that. Someone wrote me and said, actually more than one somebody's wrote me and said, you know, this is great. It comes on Sunday. It really gets me ready for the week ahead. The reason I'd like for you to subscribe today is this week is because it'll get you, you'll have the opportunity to get all of the, of our New Year's resolutions, which are about the operating fundamentals of your business, things that I want all of us to focus on this year. And so this is the first of the explanation of the resolutions. Last week had all the list of all of the seven categories. This is the first of the categories. It's about financial. And so if you'll subscribe this week, you'll get all of them. Of course, if you let me know later if you didn't want all of them, we'll send you those too. But this way you'll be in good shape. Paco Underhill is a little bit delayed. He's going to be with us in just a few seconds. But one of the things that, that he talks about in the Call of the Mall is manipulation and how you and I are manipulated in the marketplace and how you, and you know how much I don't like that and how much I believe that. And this is where I think companies, big companies miss the boat when they try to manipulate small business owners. See, I think you and I can be manipulated as a consumer. And I hate to admit this, but I'm not easy to manipulate. I can promise you that I have plenty of evidence and plenty of folks who will tell you that. But as a small business owner, as a consumer, you might be able to manipulate me in some ways. But as a small business owner, not so much. And I bet you're the same way. And Paco's with us now. We're going to talk to him a little bit about manipulation, how we're being manipulated. As I mentioned earlier, he's a retail anthropologist. He's an urban geographer. He is the founder of EnviroCell, which is a New York-based research and consulting firm. He's the, many of you have seen his work in other publications where he's been either interviewed and profiled or where he's written for them. And he's our new friend. He's the author of The Call of the Mall. Paco, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. And you know, I'm enjoying your book, by the way, Paco, and by the way, I liked what you were going to say today, but I would have had you on the show today just because of your name.
Why is that?
I like Paco. I like that name.
Well, it's the diminutive of Francis in Spanish, or Francisco, and as an offshore American, it was it's what I've been called my entire life.
Well, I like the name. Okay, let's talk about The Call of the Mall. And you know, you spend a lot of time in malls, and I only have one question. I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
Well, part of my job is being the chief executive officer of a testing agency for prototype stores. So I'm in malls because I have to be. Last year, I think we worked in 30 countries across the globe. I'm currently working on malls here in the U.S. in a new mall in Dublin, one in Moscow, and one in Dubai.
Now, what are you learning about, or what are you helping these people understand about malls? And folks, remember, and Paco, one of the things that I told my audience is, you know, my audience is they're small business owners and those who want to be, and those who work for small business owners and those who do business with small businesses. And what I mentioned to them was that what you learn and what you're going to talk to us about today, where we, as we find out more about why we do what we do, that'll tell us what our customers, why our customers do what they do.
It's a really critical issue being a merchant in 2005, particularly if you're a small merchant, because more responsive than the big global and national players. Mm-hmm. There is a place for the small merchant in the 20s.
The developer of these malls learn about consumers.
The first shift that's going on is that the developer community is having to make a very difficult transition between being a landlord and being a placemaker. They're also having to understand better what is the complete customer experience within the context of a mall, mm-hmm. and recognize that that's part of what drives traffic.
Well, you know, I'm sure you've read Megatrends 20
yes,
something years ago, and Naismith talked about this, didn't he? He said we will move hell bent for leather. I'm paraphrasing, obviously, towards high tech, but we'll always want high touch. And he used the example of the malls.
We need to touch it, taste it, feel it, pet it, whatever.
And each other too.
Yes. And we are a social species. One of the things that grew the mall in the first place is the migration of Americans from a center city to a suburban location, where the only place we found people and any concentration was in the shopping mall.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things you talk about in your book is about manipulation. And my audience knows that how I feel about manipulation. I don't like being manipulated. But the thing is, what I found, Paco, is that as a consumer, I'm more likely to be manipulated than I am as a small business owner consumer. And when we come back, I want you to talk to us about manipulation right after these messages. We're visiting with our new friend, Paco Underhill. He's the author of Call of the Mall. And some of you may remember his other book, Why We Buy. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, visiting with our new friend Paco Underhill, the author of Call of the Mall, The Geography of Shopping, Why We Buy. Paco, we were talking about manipulation when we went to the break, and in your book you talk about how merchants try to manipulate us, or in many cases do manipulate us. Tell us about your thoughts on that.
Okay. I think first, one of the critical pieces if you're a merchant is to understand, one, the series of biological constants. For example, our eyes see in a certain way. 90% of us are right-handed. We respond to different colors. We often shop in defined social configurations, and all of those from the standpoint of the merchant are an opportunity. In terms of how we move and see, something at eye level is eminently more provocative than something that's on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Being right-handed, a store works better when it has a counterclockwise circulation pattern.
Hmm. Very
which puts our dominant hand closest to the merchandise.
Now I don't think of all this sort of thing as manipulation as much as I do basic basic sensual ergonomics.
It is the vocabulary that we can use to be able to compel our shoppers to do certain things.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's something we can learn from Paco on this, by the way. Paco, give us your website before we go any further.
This is www.enviracell.com.
And the book Call of the Mall is available wherever books are sold, I'm sure.
Wherever books are sold, and in multiple languages.
Oh, good. Good for you. Congratulations. Okay, let's talk about the future of malls. Because there are people out there there are plenty of small business owners who operate inside of malls. And is the future of the mall a good future? Do you see it as a good, successful future over the next 20 years?
Malls are here to stay. They just aren't the same slam dunk that they were, 20 years ago.
Well, we've got that big mall, that brand new huge mall that comes into us on our desktop.
That's true.
That's competing against the other malls, don't we?
Well, let's recognize that that internet shopping doesn't let us smell, taste, or feel something. And still...
Yet,
okay? And that the primary products that are sold over the net now are things that don't have a smell, taste, or feel.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I believe, Paco, is that more and more people are valuing their time more than their money.
I think that's absolutely right on, Jim.
And that is the reason why therein lies an incredible opportunity for small business owners and online merchants. Because one of the things that I found is if you shop online and there's a fabric there, a lot of companies will send you a swatch. They'll send you a sample.
Well, I think one of the troubles that the bricks and mortar, the cyber, and the catalog world is suffering is basic merchant skills. I have to confess that half the time I tried to purchase something online over this last Christmas season, they were out of stock.
Mm-hmm. Well, the point I was making there about the time and the swatch using those two together is that I think more and more people are saying, you know what, I don't have time to go to the mall, and so I will wait on this swatch to see if it's what I want to, when I touch it and feel it and smell it, if it's what I like, I'll put that in the queue, so to speak, and let it come to me when it does. Because I don't have time to go to the mall. I wonder if that's a reason why malls, if that's one of the reasons why malls may not be as important in the future as they are now.
I certainly think that's true, that we are driven by three themes: value, significance, and convenience.
Mm-hmm.
And the internet world and the small business world offers us pieces of all of them.
Well, so the message there is, I think, Paco, is what my friend Dan Burris, I don't know if you know Dan Burris, but he says for merchants, for people in business, whether to be on the internet or whether to be traditional is not a matter of either or, it's a matter of both and.
Yes.
Do you tell your merchants and the merchants in your malls that do you encourage them to have a website, have a web presence?
I certainly think the multi-channel aspects of marketing are critical. So that the obvious example of it is Staples, where I look at the catalog, I order online, and I pick up at the store.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would. How about Office Depot? They're one of our sponsors. Do you ever use their catalog?
Absolutely.
Paco, we got 20 seconds. Last thoughts.
Most of us could live the rest of our lives on fruit, vegetables, pasta, wine, olive oil, and yearly doses of socks and underwear, but we're not likely to.
Right.
One of our responsibilities as consumers is to consume responsibly, and that's about the pride of ownership rather than the hit of the purchase.
Paco, we've enjoyed having you here. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely, Jim.
We'd love to have you back. Thank you. Paco Underhill, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Call of the Mall, Why We Buy. Check it out wherever books are sold. 29 after, right back with Mike Menzies. This show really is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.